Thank you for holding. This is Erica. I do understand you need a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Yes, there was a charge to my husband's account for almost $100 from this number, and I'm trying to find out who authorized it and who did it, because I don't know nothing about y'all. I don't know who y'all are or nothing, but there's a charge for almost $100 on my husband's account, and that was money that was supposed to be there to pay bills.
All right, ma'am. Excuse me. Let's see here. Let's see. The account on the name on the account is Camille Helms.
That's my name, but yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And could I have your email address?
RebelGal29@gmail.com.
All right, ma'am. And could I have your shipping address?
4604 Bonray Drive, Lancaster, South Carolina, 29720.
Okay, ma'am. Well, all of that information matches what I am looking at now. It does look like that there was an order for the NutriSlim Keto, and when that happened, there was a $6.70 shipping and handling fee and a $7.45 shipping and handling fee. Now, that was a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, if no one called in to cancel the account, then the account was charged that end of trial fee of $92.90. And
okay,
do you remember placing those two orders?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I have not placed no order for no diet pills.
All right. Is there anybody else in the house that could have done that, ma'am?
My kids have their computers, and my information's on their computers.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay, ma'am. Well, let's see here. What I can do, the account has been canceled, stopping any further charges, effective immediately. But before, as a customer courtesy, I can refund 35% of this.
I need the whole amount back because I've got to pay my power bill before they cut my power off.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can do a
50% that was
refund.
That money was supposed to be there so I can go pay my power bill this morning so I wouldn't lose my power. I've got 10 kids here. And my power is about to get cut off because y'all took money out of my account that was not authorized.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can do a 75% refund.
You can do a 100% refund of all of it so I can pay my power bill.
All right, ma'am. Just bear with me for a moment.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
What y'all two doing? Okay.
All right, ma'am. I have refunded that $92.90. It should be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, depending on your financial institution. And I do have a refund confirmation number for your records if you would like to take that down.
What is it?
It's R, as in Robert, 25767-3525.
3525?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. As long as it's canceled and the money's put back.
Yes, ma'am. And I have refunded and the account has been canceled.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
Bye.